now, and Adam is here now with the full business bulletin.
Thanks, Keane. Data and AI company EXL opens its international business office in Dublin today, part of which includes an AI innovation hub. The company established a footprint in Ireland just 2 years ago. At the time, it set a target of employing up to 200 people by the end of 2026. Rowan McGrath is Senior Vice President of International at EXL. He joins us in studio now. 61,000 employees globally, so a big company, but fair to say probably not a household name. So explain what EXL does.
Sure, Adam, and thank you for having me this morning. So EXL is a global data and AI company. It was established in New York in 1999. It started out as a business process outsourcing company. But since the last 20 years or so, since we floated on the NASDAQ in 2006, we've been investing in data analytics and more recently in artificial intelligence so that we can help clients, be they insurance companies, healthcare companies, banks, we can help them embed data and AI into their business process workflows to drive more efficient operations or indeed grow revenue.
So why was Ireland chosen for the International Business Office and for the AI Innovation Hub as well?
Yes, so as you say, we announced that we would open our international headquarters in Ireland just around 2 years ago. At the time, we looked at where would be a suitable location to establish an international headquarters. A lot of EXL's existing business is centred in the US. We have been growing very rapidly. We just reported our 20th quarter of consecutive growth. And as we look to the future, it was important that we would establish ourselves in a market in which we felt there were significant growth opportunities. So Ireland, being a member of the European Union, is an obvious place to locate a headquarters to expand into the European, Europe, Middle East and Africa, and indeed further afield into Asia Pacific. And then when we look at the Innovation Lab, we were particularly keen to tap into the significant technology ecosystem that exists in Dublin. All of the big players have been here, some of them for as long as 60, 70 years. So we felt that that would be a very valuable asset that we could tap into as we drive our expansion into Europe, Middle East and Africa and indeed further afield.
In terms of, as I say, you had a aim of 200 hires in AI and data and engineering talent by 2026. How have you been getting on with that? And is the talent here, especially in AI, which is obviously a very new area?
Yeah, so we are about 40 people today. We've established the international leadership team and a number of centres of excellence. And at this stage, we are beginning to scale up then from a technology perspective in areas like data science, data engineering. To date, our experience has been good, but you know, the proof of the pudding will be in the eating. We'll see now as we expand over the next number of years what the talent ecosystem will provide. But you know, I think Ireland has a healthy supply of talent today. There's about 20,000 STEM, so science, technology, engineering, maths graduates every year. And then we can also tap into an EU pool of about 1.3 million STEM graduates. So we think there's sufficient talent there to meet our needs.
Ireland in general, obviously AI is seen as a major growth area and an area that Ireland would like to be a leader in. Is it doing everything it can to attract companies like yourselves to scale up?
It's a technology and an industry that is moving at a phenomenal pace. So I think we can always do more. We have done well to date, but we compete on a global scale for talent. So whether that's in India, in Europe, in the US, in the UK, so I think we do need to continue to make significant investments in the third level institutions. We already have partnerships with UCD, with Trinity, with CEDAR, and ADAPT, some of these leading research institutions. What I'd say is we probably need to do more. Continue to double down on those investments in third level institutions in terms of producing the graduates, but also attracting like leading cutting edge research and development projects at postgraduate level as well. And obviously continue with the business supports.
Rowan McGrath, Senior Vice President of International at EXL. Thank you for that. We'll have more business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.